kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Mula sa pagkatrabaho sa maingay na syudad ng Singapore at Russia hanggang sa tahimik na pamumuhay sa Tasmania. Hindi akalain ng tubong Iloilo na si Zoraida Nabua-Smith o mas kilala bilang Sur na ang kanyang paglalakbay bilang isang overseas Filipino worker ay magdadala sa kanya sa lugar ng Ulverstone dahil sa pag-ibig. Sa panayam ng SBS Filipino, ibinahagi niya ang kanyang buhay regional.
My name is Sor Nabuab-Smith and I live in Ulverstone, Tasmania. It's a beautiful little town. Alam mo ba, Ulverstone and next is that is Penguin and then Borney and then from Borney all the way down to Stanley and Smethon and Stanley. So bali, we are in the middle of Borney and Devonport. At saka, kung naalala mo, this is like a short story, pumunta dito yung cast ng movie ba yun, yung The Journey? So, actually, na-meet up namin lahat ng crew. At saka yung husband ko kasi we also have this transport, little transport business. Siya yung nag-assist sa kanila around. And it's good to see them.
Ayon sa datos ng Australian Bureau of Statistics 2021 Census, aabot sa mahigit 11,000 ang populasyon ng Ulverstone, kung saan 17 dito ay ipinanganak mula sa Pilipinas, habang sa kabuuan naman ng Tasmania, nasa mahigit 2,400 na. Sinabi ni Sir na inaasahan pang tataas ang bilang na ito.
Well, I think dito lang mismo sa amin sa Ulverstone, siguro madami-dami din, maybe we'll see like between 90, maybe just like 100. Kasi Ulverstone is Ulverstone. Kasi pag sinama mo yung nearby town like Penguin, Devonport, so ibang town yon. So maybe I think I can see like 100 to 150 Filipinos na, I think matagal na dito sila. Maganda kasi I'm well adjusted kasi hindi ka malonely kasi may mga events like last January we have the Santo Niño gathering as well, and every occasion like Christmas, a lot of hospitality, especially at home here. My husband and I, we always like catered like 50 to 60 people if their occasion, because meron kaming malaking backyard area and we love doing barbecue. So hindi lang mismo Filipino but also a combination of Australian-Filipino community.
Ayon naman sa Central Coast Council ng Tasmania, ang Ulverstone ang pangalawa sa malaking munisipalidad ng Northwest Tasmania, kung saan inilarawan ito bilang small town coast charm na may mga modern amenities. Noong kalagitnaan ng 19th century, malakas ang agrikultura at pangangahoy sa lugar na ito. At hanggang ngayon, nangunguna sa pagsasaka ng patatas, sibuyas, poppies at iba pa.
Well, ang Ulverstone, tahimik, friendly people of course. That's why it's very well adjusted na mag-say hi hello ka in town. Especially when you are Asian or like Filipino. Sort of beautiful sceneries. Kasi nasa bus straight, dadaan ka ng bus straight eh. Before nung sa Singapore, I live in Sentosa, part of Sentosa Island, which is the Sentosa Cove. The difference is that this is real nature. You drive from Devonport all the way down to Ulverstone. You can see the beautiful bus straight in the highway. And then the beautiful sceneries of the plantations, the farm. And don't forget also that heading down to Ulverstone, you will pass by Forth. That's another little town as well where all the crops like spuds, onions, carrots. Also wineries now here and some beautiful cafes and restaurants. The town is beautiful, and actually, when there's some occasions, palagi naming nami-meet up yung mayor. Kasi yung mayor dito is like, you know, like ordinary people when you drive, and then she walks and said like, "Good morning, mayor."
Nagtrabaho bilang guro si Soar sa Singapore ng 23 taon at mahigit 4 na taon naman sa Russia. Pero ang kanyang tunay na pangarap, mamuhay ng simple sa isang payapang lugar.
I always like longing for a simple and as long as happy, yung parang hindi complicated. Kaya nga nung sinabi mo na, are you still a teacher nowadays? I think being a teacher before and it's just still my heart. Kasi I like simple and happy and not complicated life. So I think I'm very happy to be here.
June 2016, dumating sa Australia si Soar matapos umibig sa kanyang asawang si Alan Smith mula Tasmania.
Ang love story begins when I'm roaming around airport because of something that I'm doing and then taking pictures aside from work. So doon ko siya, Alan Smith is his name, Alan Francis Smith. So doon ko siya na-met sa Singapore airport. I think that was 2013 or 14.
April the 14th.
April the 14th.
Wow, he really knew about the date. Good memory,
yeah,
Alan.
I always like celebrating. Actually, in April 26th is our 11th year anniversary of our marriage. So, yeah. So, ganon na. So, don't nag-start kasi sabi niya, he's in love with my beautiful smile. So, doon nag-start, you know, like, hi, hello, so parang ganon.
Bagaman tila naging madali sa kanyang pag-ibagay sa bagong lugar at mga tao, may ilan ding hamon anya na siyang kanyang kinaharap.
My husband don't tell me anything about Ulverstone actually, o living in Tasmania. Kasi doon niya mismo, kasi parang testing na, but we're married, testing na, tatagal ba ako dito? Magustuhan ko ba? So on the other side, he's worried about that. But I embraced it happily kasi he introduced me first to the Filipino community. And of course, it started from the church, which is there's also some Ilonggas from you know, imagine you see far from anywhere and there are some from Iloilo also. So we blend it. And kasi I think kahit saan mo ako isalpak, okay ako. In a nice, in a humble way, na parang takot ka, I think walang mangyari sa'yo. Yeah. Oh, the coldness. I have my mentor here beside me. The coldness. But considering also na nakatira ako ng Russia sa Moscow for 4.5 years. So parang, and then I also traveled to go to New Zealand, which is cold. After 3 months, I landed a job in a motel, which motel ang tawag dito usually, at saka my friend's restaurant. So as a cleaner sa motel, and then on sometimes do some extra also in a French restaurant kasi my friend's restaurant sila. I lasted there for 4.5 years, which I'm loving it. And every paggising ng umaga kasi kailangan, my husband is working, so I need to take a bus. So doon pa lang parang challenge na rainy, cold, kasi malamig dito eh. Malamig talaga dito. So every winter, yung bang rain or shine, kailangan mo wake up early in the morning. Yun lang ang struggle siguro.
Ang sipag at positibong pananaw ang naging susi upang makapagtayuan niya si Soar ng sariling negosyong commercial cleaning services.
After 4.5 years doon sa Devonport, so lumipat na ako ng Ulverstone, which I also lasted for 3 years, I think, in the same field, which is motel and restaurant. But this time, parang nag-level up kunti yung ano ko, yung position ko, because they offered me to work in a front desk office at saka yung mag-train, which I'm still doing, if like a part-time, train the young ones in the bar and in the restaurant how to do things, setting table, kasi parang yan ang expertise ko when it comes to work ba. Tapos I'm sort of, you know, para sabi ko parang gusto kong mag-aral sa TASTAFE to level up sa hospitality, which is also working in the motel, hotels are also hospitality, but because I love, parang love ko yung mag-alaga o yung makatulong din sa mga old aged people around. So I do that, and then I ended up a full-time job sa isang Jewish man which I also worked for 4 years until now to look after him. But before that, I ended up looking after a nun also for, because I said like 4.5 years here and there, because you can have three works in a day. You know what I mean? My present work is to look after our cleaning business, which is under my name, Mrs. Smith Home and Cleaning Services, Commercial and Cleaning Services. Kasi parang dyan ang happiness ko ba? I mean, it's not only, yes, you earn money, but it's the way how you also take care of people and look after them because they're busy. And of course, in a simplest way, ang masabi ko dyan is, kahit anong work mo, basta happy ka, no stress, and also makes you happy. I think yan ang pinaka-importante.
Sa kabila ng kanyang tagumpay, nananatilian niyang nakaapak sa lupa si Swer.
Well, siguro, yeah, it's a very long journey. Walang regrets dyan. Kasi I considered myself as very lucky, and it's a beautiful life. Lalo na pag may asawa kang very supportive when it comes to everything. And you always like sort of humble in a way that, in a quiet way, yung parang ganun. At saka talagang, as a person talagang masasabi ko na just do good and everything will be fine.
Ang kanyang kwento ay tila paalala na sa kahit anong dako man ng mundo, ang sipag, malasakit sa kapwa at matamis ng ngiti ay laging magbubukas ng pinto sa mas masayang buhay. Ako si TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.